prophet told us, said, I said, I love to fellowship with you. I love to come see you, you know, talk to you at your house. But he said, when we go to church, we're not here to do that. We're here to worship our God. We're here to lift Him up. We're here to give Him adoration today, brother, sister.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's good to see each one in the house of the Lord today. And I appreciate your prayers for me and for each other. Hallelujah. It's good to know that that people really love each other. You know, that's something that's missing in a lot of believers. Just we get too religious sometimes and begin to miss the whole point of the whole thing. It's that he said, little children, love one another. You know, and love will hide a multitude of sin. And Jesus even told us, like, man, I wish everybody knew I was a believer, really. Then just do what Jesus said. He said, they'll know you're my disciples when you have love one for another. That you really do care about each other. I thank God for, as the brother prayed, that we got a place to go to church and to hear the truth. I trust you believe it to be the truth. Even me, myself, it's not me that's the truth. It's the Word that's the truth. But aren't you glad that He's become, you and Him's become one, that He's brought us back to Himself. And there's nothing, you just can't even wrap your mind around the salvation of God. As the Bible says, you know, it's never even entered the heart of man what He has prepared, you know. And yes. Even what we see in the revelation of the Spirit and what the Bible tells us and the revelation of the hour, still, it just, you can't even put it to words. The prophet just crossed the curtain of time and he says, perfect, don't touch it. Said sublime, oh, come on now, don't.
Sure.
If you're still trying to live for the kingdom here, then yeah, you're going to be a sad person. But if you recognize that it ain't about this. This is decrepit, it's falling apart. When he was over the curtain of time, he looked back and saw his old body laying there. He said, oh, don't tell me I got to go back. Don't tell me. And then before he knew it, he was back in there again. But until that day, let us work till Jesus come.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Genesis 19 this afternoon. Don't have a whole lot by the way of announcements. I will say this. I appreciate the testimony of the believers. You know that I'm not a pastor that wants all the credit. And I'm not saying it like that, but I'm just glad that to see people that really believe it and go out and apply it.
Right.
You know that it wasn't Brother Andrew prayed for me. I got healed. It was, hey, I had a sickness. I had something wrong, and I asked the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Right. That's really what I want. You know, I just being, you know, but Paul said it this way. He said, I speak as a fool. I'm going to talk to you as a man real quick, but I'm going to talk to you as a man. I got enough to worry about myself. All right, I'm just going to be honest with you. I got enough with this guy right here, the one I got to look at in the mirror, that I love you, but, you know, I don't know if I can handle all your burden. Amen. But I know one that can.
Amen.
I know one that did.
Amen.
One that does. And willingly did it. That's the glorious part. Amen. Well, today here we're in Genesis 19. We've been talking about Father Abraham, and this one takes a little diversion. We go over to the scene with Lot after Abraham has talked to the Lord about Sodom. And I've got so many directions, I don't even know if I'll preach it in one sermon. We'll see what the Lord has, but there's a lot hidden right here. And again, I thank God for the opening of the Word to see these things. So as we approach His Word now, do you believe it with all your heart? This is the infallible Word of God. It changes us from glory to glory. Genesis 19. There came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them. And he bowed himself with his face towards the ground. And he said, behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, shall rise up early, excuse me, and go on your ways. And they said, nay, but we will abide in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him, entered into his house, and he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house around, both young, old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot, and said unto him, where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. And Lot went out of the door unto them, and shut the door after him, and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold, now I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do you to them as is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And they said, stand back. And they said again, this one fellow came into sojourn, and he will needs be a judge. Now will he deal worse with thee than with them? And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But the men put forth their hands and pulled Lot into the house to them and shut the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. And the men said unto Lot, Hast thou here any besides son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters? And whose whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out into this place. For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord. And the Lord has sent us to destroy it. And just skip down with me real quick to verse 22. And this is the angel again talking to Lot about leaving Sodom. And he says, Haste thee, escape thither, for I can't do anything till thou be come thither. And for the name of that city was called Zoar. Amen. I'd like to preach today, and we'll see what the Lord does with what direction you like to take it. I like to preach the hidden God clearly seen. The hidden God clearly seen. Amen. Let's bow our heads before Him. And with every head bowed, and I trust your heart as well, would you like to lift a need up to the Lord today? Say, Lord, it's just a hand, but behind it is my heart, and I bring that need to you today. God bless you, brothers and sisters. He knows your cries. Let's pray. Invite Him in your own way. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for another gathering of the saints, another time to be in your house, another day of refuge away, just even from the obligations of this life. We thank you, Lord, for these times of refreshing by your Spirit, knowing that the time is nigh end, Lord. The closing hours are upon us, Lord. Every curtain is dropping. Everything is falling apart. But we thank you, Lord, that you've given us sight to see past the curtain of time and see a kingdom that cannot be moved, that has a sure foundation, and to recognize that today, here in this assembly, we are risen now by your Spirit into that kingdom, into that place beyond what the devil could even touch, Lord, even to beyond where he doesn't even understand it. But Lord, you've shown it to us openly, and we thank you for it, Father. I pray now that the Holy Spirit will come, meet every need that's in this place. Lord, I lift up my needs to you. We're desperate people, Lord. We need you every minute, every hour, Lord. We can't do anything without you helping us. Grant it, Lord, today, heal every sickness in this place. Deliver every captive, we pray. Hear every heart's cry. More than anything, Lord, may you come and speak and let us hear from our hearts. Lord, receive your word and may you be glorified out of our lives, we ask. Commit the service into your hands now. In the name above every name, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated today. Hallelujah. As I said before, there's many things that are in this chapter. And Lot is such an example for us in this day because he represents the carnal man that is trying to live right. He represents the carnal man that has an understanding of the word, has a righteous soul, but doesn't live in the spirit. He's stuck there in Sodom. As we know, what Brother Branham said, it was a denominational a system that caged him in to where he couldn't really express even what he believed in his heart. You'll find later in the Bible it says that his righteous soul was vexed daily by the sins that were done in Sodom, but he never had enough gall to actually get up and say anything about it. He never had enough unction to say, you know what, this is wrong and I ought to preach against it. He began to compromise to where he's the one that was sitting in the gate of this city. He was the one that was mayor of the town. He's the one that let him in and let him out. He had become a man of great reputation. But he had enough God about him. And I thank God for this, that when he saw the angels, he knew that there was something special about them that nobody else knew about. Amen. Now the problem is he didn't have any revelation. That's right. When Abraham saw these two men, remember they were just men. They didn't know they were angels. They couldn't recognize it. But Abraham did. Because when Abraham saw three coming, he never said, Lords. He said, My Lord. Why? He recognized the one in the middle as the one he really needed to talk to. Hallelujah. He recognized, as much as I appreciate you, brother, as much as I appreciate you, pastor, I ain't here to hear your voice. I need to hear from him. Amen. And the spiritual believer recognizes that he's in desperate need of God. As much as we appreciate even the prophet of God, if all you have is tapes and all you have is books and there's no reality to it, you don't know that God still lives today, it won't do you no good. That's right. And you might get a good psychology and have a good lot experience here where you can at least respect the word. Look, he brought him in. What did he do? He brought him into his house and he gave him unleavened bread. He brought them in and they talked about the real word, but when it was all done, it wasn't living in his life. Hallelujah. Now remember these men that came. Here is God expressing himself, and I understand that they're the angels, and Melchizedek, he doesn't come down till later. He does come down, though. Remember, he checks out the sins of Sodom. He said that. He said, and we think that's kind of foolish, but it just shows you that God's more humble than you realize. Sure, he knew all about it, but he said, I'm going to go down there. You go read in the last chapter. I'm going to go check out what's going on to make sure that the cries I've been hearing are right. Amen. And the angels were sent down there to destroy it as well. God likes to get involved even when he acts like he don't know nothing about it. That's right. Remember when after the resurrection he came and he was walking, the disciples were all walking sad. And he said, what's your problem? Why? You know, he came in another form. They said, I don't know. He might not have looked exactly like he did when he was here on earth. God can do whatever he wants. That's the thing. Don't make him a man like you and I. He's still God Almighty. He can do whatever he pleases. And he says he showed up in another form to where they didn't recognize him. And he said, why are you all sad? And he said, don't you know what's happening in Jerusalem? And the Savior said, what things? What things are you talking about? And you tell me he didn't know all about it? Of course he knew all about it. Because the second they started saying a few things, what did he do? The Bible says he went all the way back to Genesis and began to pull out the scriptures and tell them, look, yeah, all these things, yeah, that makes perfect sense. Because right here in the Bible it said that, you know, there'd be a prophet raised up and he'd have to be killed. And as we read in the Psalms, and what began to happen, he said their hearts began to burn within them. Why? It showed they had election on the inside. Because the Word standing here, speaking the Word, began to penetrate into the Word that was in them. And it began to bring it to life. Hallelujah. And I pray it's doing the same with us, brother, sister. If the Word's over there and you're over here, it won't do you very much good. But if you can recognize that the Word there is calling the Word that's in you, then you can recognize that it was sent for you. That it is for you as an individual. Amen. Lot didn't have that. He didn't have that personal connection. He saw these men. He had enough respect again to bow himself before them. That's right. Say, my lords. He at least had enough respect for that. But no revelation what was really going on. The same thing's happened in our day. But I'll get to that in a minute. The Bible, look, God has constantly expressed himself in every generation to all peoples. And he promised he would. When Jesus, Matthew 24:14 says, and the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Amen. Turn with me to Romans 1. Paul picks up on this thought of people saying that they can't hear from God, that God's unjust to condemn them because they didn't know no different. Yeah, you did. You knew exactly that you're right or wrong. That's right. Amen. Romans 1, verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. So they have the truth, but they're holding it the wrong way. Look, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You can't just pick one of those and run with it. Oh, I believe we ought to love our neighbor, but I'm going to do it my way. Yeah, and be a big bully about it. Well, that ain't right, brother, sister. You have to do it his way. That's right. And that ain't just puppy dog love stuff either. That's what Lot was trying to do. Well, it's all right. I mean, I know you're kind of stuck in Sodom here. But, you know, we can kind of serve our God and serve the world too. And it just don't work. Hallelujah. Who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. Oh, my. For God has shown it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their own imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Oh my. Look, God has declared in such a way, brother, sister, and this is where I almost went this direction, and we'll just preach on a little bit. You miss God because you look for him so extraordinary instead of in the ordinary. Yes, Yet He is in the ordinary every day, everywhere you turn, God is expressing Himself to you. But if you always try to look for it extraordinary the way that man judges it, you'll never see Him with Him standing right in front of you. Amen. He's the hidden God that's clearly seen right in the middle of everything. Here, God sent two angels right to the gate. They didn't sneak in the back door. They came right through the gate.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
He goes in, they preach the word right to him. What's going to happen? No type in there, no, at all. We are here for one purpose, to destroy this place.
Amen.
It's going to happen. When? Tomorrow. Oh, but God, don't speak to us no more. You weren't listening.
Amen.
He's standing right in your midst.
Amen.
And you're saying you can't hear Him.
Sure.
What about men in this world? God is clearly seen on every side. I think it might be Einstein. This is a quote, but it's true nonetheless. He says science has a nice thin layer of atheism. But all it takes is a little bit of studying, and you break right through that, and you say, there ain't no way. There ain't no way. There's no way there's not some creator somewhere. Because how can this life exist? You begin to think right now, it ought to make you thankful, brother, sister, that God is expressed right in you. He makes your heart tick. He makes the blood flow. He gets your brain working. He pumps your lungs with oxygen. You're not even thinking about breathing right now, but you are. Why? It's expressing God's breath of life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Even the carnal man has to recognize he don't know why all that's doing it.
Right.
And all it takes is one thing, and you'd be dead right now.
Sure.
Hallelujah. You think a car is hard to run. You think a spaceship's hard to run. One human body's harder to run than any of that. Amen. And man's so arrogant, he acts like he knows all about it, but he doesn't. He begins to do this. He thinks he's wise. He thinks he knows everything about it. But if you begin to look at how much he knows compared to God, it don't even show up, brother, sister. It's so carnal, it's so foolish that they're making themselves not just foolish, but fools.
Yes.
Do you understand the difference? We can be foolish. But when you are a fool, you're beyond hope. That's what the Proverbs say over and over and over again. He says a fool, you can't win him over. You might as well just quit it. It's like a man putting his hand on the stove. You're just going to get burnt. You might as well just walk away.
Right.
Hallelujah. God is clearly seen in every age. Brother, sister, when He came in the days of His own flesh, again, He didn't hide somewhere in the back door. He came right into the temple. Like what Sister Violet taught this morning. He walked right in there.
Right.
He showed him exactly what the Word said for that day. He didn't hemhole around about it. He didn't beat around the bush. If he would have, he'd have been like Lot instead and got the results that Lot did. Guess who got saved? Nobody.
Uh-huh.
Except himself. You even read there. Look, there's a lot of hidden things in there. He says, do you have any son-in-laws, any sons? And he said, yeah. But remember what he just said. He said, I got daughters that haven't known a man. But they're married. Think about it for a minute. Look how perverted this is. You've got men that are married to women that are still virgins somehow. Then they wanted to know these men. The sins of this city are way worse than what we think. But here's the surprising part. Let me just find it real quick. I know I have it. Jesus can still say this statement in Matthew 11:23. He says, and thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which had been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained to this day.
Amen.
So as bad as that is, this generation that I'm speaking to right now is a million times worse. Because even in the days of Jesus, look, He came and said, I've done these mighty works. And I'm just going to quote it to you. It's John 15:20. He says, remember what I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will persecute. They also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father.
Uh-huh.
And that day, as he's saying, he said he went to cities, Jesus did miracles that they all recognized were true, and they recognized no man's ever done this before.
Sure. Right.
There was, yeah, they had blind healed before in the past, but Jesus took a man born blind and gave him his sight back. And what did that man say? He says, is there any history, anywhere, any place, any nation of a man ever done anything like that? And they said, we don't know this man. The hidden God, clearly seen. Standing right there, doing things that no man can do. And it doesn't convince them what that ought to do to you and me. If you can believe this word, what is it proof? There's an election of God. No matter what you've done bad, no matter what you've done good, you're either one of His or you're not.
Amen.
Glory to God. He says, you hypocrites, you can discern the face of the skies, but the signs of the time, you cannot discern, even though they're put right in front of you. They're declared right out of the scriptures. He pulled it right out and he said, how do you condemn me when I say I'm the Son of God? When your own scripture you're trying to confess you believe says that ye are the Son, or ye are a part of God.
Right.
Hallelujah. He said, you being a man, make yourself equal to God. He said, that's what the scripture said I was supposed to be.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Whew. Why did they miss him? Is because they didn't like the way God revealed himself. They didn't think it was obvious, even though it was right in front of their face, right according to the word, and again, doing things that we know no mortal can do. Brother, sister, don't you get into the framework where you think you can convince somebody that way to be a believer or not. A lot of preachers have a hard time with this. I know that personally. And you think, how in the world could they still doubt after all that's happened? And then I think, well, how in the world did they doubt when all these things? I mean, Jesus walked up there. They know Lazarus has been dead 4 days. Everyone knows about it. They already started the doctrine that Jesus don't love his own friends because he didn't show up when they asked him to come. They already done spread it around. They already got it all infiltrated. They said, ha, 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 look at this false prophet. And he shows up and raises him from the dead. And again, not in a corner. He said it later when he went to the temple. He said, have I done any of this in a corner? It's been opened right in front of you. I sat daily in the temple teaching you these things. Why do you now persecute me?
Right.
The hidden God.
Yes.
Clearly seen. Right in front of everyone. Hallelujah. A man dead 4 days doesn't quicken an unbeliever. I've met men, and again, to us, you think, how could you not believe? If you'd only recognize the only way you can believe is because God foreknew you.
Amen.
That God elected you and put the word in you to even believe in the first place.
Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. There's nothing we can do. There's nothing we can't do. The only thing we can do is say, thank you, Father. Can you recognize that as God in your life? That what that's in you that made you believe is the very evidence of God being real.
Amen.
Don't sit there and be like an unbeliever, not even be thankful. Say, Lord, I appreciate it so much. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
That's something our whole generation's lost is being thankful. Why? Everybody's entitled. Everyone deserves it. Everyone should have it. And I'm that same way, brother, sister. I can't think of when I didn't have a meal to eat. And I've had harder times than probably most people or some people. You understand. We've had hard roads and things, but you know what? I've had a house all my life. You know, we've had vehicles. We're blessed. Hallelujah. Why is it so hard then to get anybody to believe? Let me read you a quote out of Hear Ye Him, 1960. Listen now. It says, when God gets ready to do something, He always has a witness of it. I'm so glad today that we can look around before the coming of the Lord and see the witnesses of His appearing, seeing the signs in the church of the near approaching of the Lord Jesus Christ, seeing it word by word fulfilled. Even the last sign that was to be given to the church before the appearing of the Lord Jesus is working in the church right now. See, I wasn't presuming at all. I've preached on what that sign was, and it's already been expressed. That's right. He says, remember now, and he pulls it right out of where I'm preaching. He says, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Look what the sinner was doing in Sodom. Look what the angel of the Lord did when he come down to bear record of it. Watch these three angels, all three of them did. He said, look at the world today in its sin. Look at the churches today in its condition like Lot. Look at the called out church having a struggle like Abraham was. Can you say it's all right now that you having a struggle like Abraham was? Why? We're the real believers. Sure, you're struggling, but don't quit just because you're struggling.
Right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It says the man and woman today that tries to live for God has a struggle to keep on going. You have to press into the kingdom of God.
Sure, amen.
Oh, it's a pity. But let us look. Notice, down there was the sinner. Look what the sin was. Men had so defiled themselves until they had no more common use for the wife. You see what I was... Amen. That's not me presuming. That's what it was, brothers and sisters. They just didn't even worry about it. Look at the world today. So much sin has crept into the church and into the nation until it's honeycombed with sin. That's right. I know that sounds old-fashioned. A minister talking to me or taking me not long ago aside and said, Brother Branham, do you know why your ministry is not the greatest in America today? And I said, I don't care what it is in America. I want to know what it is on the books of heaven.
Amen.
Up there, what it is there. He said, well, I'll tell you. It's because that you rebuke the people in such a way. Said you bawl them out and it hurts them. Said, if you just stop doing that, he said, then your ministry would grow and so forth. I said, sir, let me tell you something. When it comes to a place that I have to compromise on the Word of God, then I'll stop and leave the field and let God call somebody else to do it. How can you hold your peace if you got to be, you go to be honest, be honest. Tell me in any age, tell me. I said, you called me a prophet. I don't call you. You said that yourself. You was the one that said it. And then if the Lord anoints me for something, how can I hold my peace then? How can you do it? Somebody's got to cry out against it. That's right. God's able to raise up children unto Abraham from these stones. But we must be honest and tell the truth about it. Oh, certainly the ministry in America does not nothing like it does overseas. Certainly not, because America is a burnt over territory. She's finished. It's raked over and back and forth. Why, brother, sister? Because God, and this is why Brother Branham said that the foolish virgin in this day would go through such a tribulation like no other age has ever had, is because they had the greatest sign. Step into this nation, preach it from coast to coast, up and down for 30 years, you understand? And we're the hardest ones to convince that it's right. They can go to Africa, and again, I've had brothers go. They can get more success there. They can get more in China. They can get more in Japan than they can here. Why? Because it's combed through over and over and over again to where God has been so clearly seen, they don't deny that they don't see God. They just don't call Him God.
Right. Amen.
They've seen it. They have doctor statements. You know, like Brother Bram said, he said that when that blind baby or that dead baby was healed, he said, don't even write that down yet. Go down to the doctor and get a note. Why? Jesus said it this way. He said, you know, John the Baptist came eating and drinking, or come eating and drinking. You say he's got a devil. He said, I came eating and drinking. And you say, I'm a wine bearer and a glutton. He said, which way do you want it? I gave it to you both ways, and you don't want it anyways. Here, I'll give it to you just right out of the Bible. Watch it manifest right in front of you. They didn't like that. He said, okay, fine. I'll go through the scientific route. I'll have it pictured in above my prophet's head. I'll let the FBI check it out for you. Give it right to you. And they still didn't want it. Why? It just proves it don't matter what you do. An unbeliever cannot be converted even if God is clearly seen right in front of them.
Amen.
I hope this encourages you to stop counting yourself not efficient as a Christian. Are you understanding me now? Too many times we get defeated because of the results of what other people do when we preach the Word to them. It's not your responsibility what the Word does after you preach it. The main thing is preach it. You say, well, I'm not a preacher. Well, get out and at least live the thing. And you know what? If you love it enough, it comes out of your mouth eventually.
Amen.
You don't got to ask a baseball fanatic to talk about his team. He'll talk about it. That's right. And anytime you give him a little door to let him in, boom, you better get ready because long haul's coming. That's right. Why? And many people that think they're quiet, really, you just got to find what they're interested in. And Christian friends, we ought to be interested of the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. And if not, we need to back it up and say, Lord, what's wrong in my heart that I'm loving something else more than you? And that's what changes it from being a whole group like this down to me, down to you as an individual. Do I really love the Lord more than anything else?
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. We ought to have a confidence in that, brother, sister. God always produces the supernatural. Don't ever dilute God down to the natural. That's not what we're saying at all. But He hides Himself in the natural. He hides Himself in the ordinary.
Yes.
Amen. And that's why we get discouraged. It's because we want extraordinary according to our standards all the time. And we miss God on every side. We say, God don't love me, don't care about me. And we just miss Him, miss Him, miss Him, miss Him. Yep. And then wonder why we're discouraged. Right. Or if you'd get up every morning and say, praise God, I woke up today.
Amen.
And I'm not saying miracles don't happen. You know I believe in that.
Yes.
And don't, if any preacher gets up and says that there ain't miracles still, he's a false prophet. You denounce him. Get away from that.
Amen.
Don't give me no compromise on the power of God. I'm not saying God's power is ever diminished. I'm saying the way He expresses it is always just like the temple, or the tabernacle rather. There's a bunch of badger skins from a bunch of hardworking people skinning a bunch of animals to put it on top of something, but behind there is the Shekinah glory.
Amen.
Behind there is the Lord God Almighty. You might have a mess of a life, but if you can just recognize when you hit that prayer closet that you're back in the presence of the Shekinah glory, it ought to encourage you to keep pressing the battle another day. Hallelujah. And let me just quote it to you again out of 1 Corinthians. Paul says 1:26, he says, "For we see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things." Hey, I'm qualified. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's chosen the foolish things. Amen. "Of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence." Amen. Let me read you a quote out of the fifth seal. This one, you know, again, we think, how could they have turned Jesus down? How did they turn down God back in Israel when they just watched 10 plagues fall down? He let them right out and saved them from everything. They got hungry, fed them quail, and they watched the pillar of fire every night, the pillar of cloud every day. How could they not believe? It's the hidden God clearly seen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Out of the fifth seal, Brother Bram says this about the Jews. He says, "No wonder Jesus standing there at the cross and them Jews howling for His blood. That was His own kids, and He was the Scripture. He was Himself the Word. And there He, knowing that those people would have gladly received Him, and that's the reason He blinded them, so they wouldn't recognize Him.
Right.
He come in such a humble way and blinded them to it that they wouldn't receive it." See, the Scripture said they would do it. He was blinded. Jesus pitied them, even so much as He said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." See, many times we think that they did. They didn't. He's there. Yes, they recognized the miracles. Nicodemus said it. He said, "We know You're a teacher come from God, because no man could do these things lest God be with them." But yet they were still hidden from the revelation that this is truly the Almighty God made flesh. And the same thing, I'm just going to go there now. The same thing has happened in this day, brother, sister. Why is the witness greater in the ministry of the prophet in this day than it even was in Jesus? It's because Jesus was born the Son of God. Jesus was born sinless. Jesus was the one who could propitiate for the rest of our sins because God made Him in a way apart from us. Do you understand? As sinful. He was made like unto sinful flesh, but He had no sin of His own. But God in this day took a man born in sin like you and me.
Yes.
Born just the same we were. Back in the backwoods of sin, the guy would have been a murderer. He would have murdered six teenagers.
Amen.
Went to jail the rest of his life if it wasn't for God. After his wife died, you would have found him in a suicide obituary somewhere because he tried to shoot himself. Hallelujah. Later, he missed the will of God to where he almost died there in Africa. Why? Why is the grace of God showing us that in a man that made mistake after mistake after mistake, the power of the blood of Jesus Christ took that man and expressed God so clearly. He could stand and say, "You find me another man can say this. He, the Lord now, has had more success in my ministry than He did in His own." And that's true. There's so many, it's totally unprecedented. And any historian that'll be intellectually honest knows the ministry of William Branham far exceeds anything that's ever hit the world. They can't even explain it. Why? Because it's the hidden God. He's hidden right there. But He's clearly seen. Even more so in this day. Why? You can go find it. It's recorded for you. Go push play. There's even a few videos in case you want to see it with your own eyes. Well, I don't know. I mean, he did this here, and I've watched him take the picture of the pillar fire and say, oh, here's some other pictures in that building that have little lights on the side. And it's like, that doesn't look anything like it did over Brother Branham's head.
Right.
It just shows you they don't want to see it. They're trying to unsee it. That's right. Even if you look at the picture of the pillar fire, I hope you know what I'm talking about, 1950 Houston, Texas. The light, you can tell, is just a light. It's not shining like normal lights is. Like, why? You can see residual. You see shadows on me. And think, there's no light on Brother Branham's head. Why? He just was light. He's not. He just is light. Oh, and where's his light now? It's in the light of men. Glory to God. The same pillar fire is now coming you. Why can't the world see it? Because it doesn't shine like that. It doesn't shine like natural light. It's the supernatural hidden in natural vessels. But it's the same God who does the same things, the same signs, the same wonders, the same miracles. And everyone in this room has seen it, just even in this building. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Unless you think Brother Andrew's just really smart somehow, how did I know what Sister Violet was thinking? Was it just last Sunday? Is that truth? That was exactly what you were thinking. She was sitting around, and look, I just love her. No, I can't go and discern whatever. It's God shows it to me, all right? There were many lepers in the days of Elijah, but he went to one, all right? Sister Violet was sitting there having a hard time because she was sitting there thinking, how, God, what's going on? Why is my daughter still doing this? I thought you gave her to me. I said, Sister Violet, don't you want her to sit there with you? Yes, this has got to fall apart again.
Amen.
It's not easy, but it's truth.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And why do I keep emphasizing? That's the sign to us, brother, sister. Because only God knows what's in the thoughts and intents of your heart.
Amen.
And that's not just the one time. It's happened many other times. And more than any of that, it's happened on the tapes.
Yes,
amen.
I'm just standing as a witness that I still believe it's true.
Yes, amen.
I don't point to some God 50 years ago. If God was God, I thank God when I had, I can remember a time where I sat there and I finally caught it. If God was God, then He is God.
Yes.
He didn't change. I don't care what message churches say.
Right.
I don't care these people that just build an idol and don't even believe in it no more. I believe it.
Yes.
And if He was God, then He's God today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He can't change. If He changes, how in the world are we going to heaven?
Right.
We're going to get in there for 10 years and He's going to realize that He shouldn't have saved me because I'm sure not worthy.
Right.
And He's going to change His mind and realize He don't love me no more. I thank God He don't change His mind.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And look, you don't need to take back His word when He told you, thine and thy house shall be saved.
Amen.
That's His word.
That's right.
God's not an Indian giver, brother, sister. He gave it to you.
Yes,
He was bold enough to declare it in His word. Why? Because He knew He'd have believers that would take that, and they would, they're not only taking the word, they are the word.
Yes. Yes,
sure. Amen. Yes. They're able to stand there in the gap before God in the judgment.
Hallelujah.
Just like His son did. We know that's true. Don't get so oneness you don't understand that God had to be made flesh. God had to make Himself to where He wasn't immortal like He was in heaven. He had to make Himself in a way He could learn things. The Bible says that. It says He learned things by the things that He suffered. He had to become in a way where the woman touched His garment and He honestly said, who touched me? Why? He became us. Literally became us just in the same fashion that we are now becoming Him.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. And if I appreciate worship, but it ought not, how I say this, you can go through the actions all you want, but if there's no real revelation behind it, brother, sister, what good does that do?
Amen.
But when revelation strikes you that this is the God I'm trying to serve, He is clearly seen, and He's not hidden to me anymore. But He took the seals, and He broke them open.
Amen.
And He did it. Again, He did it right in front of everyone. You can go listen to it. You can go read it. Why do you see it?
Amen.
You're one of His.
Amen.
Glory to God. Oh, somebody believe that today. I am a chosen vessel of the Almighty. I'm not worthless. I didn't say, yes, you messed up. I got that, brother. But He still chose you anyways.
Amen.
He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of honor. Don't be a lot, brother, sister. Oh, I respect it, Brother Andrew. I believe Brother Branham was a prophet. I respect you as a minister. I thank God. No, don't do that.
Right.
You know, it's almost a pet peeve of mine. But people have a loyalty that is not founded in the Scriptures. Don't be loyal to me as a man. Don't you ever do that. If I'm wrong, I want to know it. Because you know what? I'm a man of like precious faith. I'm a man of passions just like you. I thank God for saying that Elijah was himself. You say, well, how come I have to deal with lust? The Bible says Elijah was a man just like you and I dealt with it.
Right.
We think we begin to make, even Brother Branham, I know I've done the same thing. I think he's just some man up there. Just holy, angelic, never had no trials, never dealt with no problems, never got jealous, never got angry. The same man standing behind the pulpit said, I can't even preach, I got a complex.
Yeah, that's
right. Yep. Did that mean he threw in the towel and quit? He said, no, I just need to get this out of my life so I can get right with God. That's what you need to do, brother, sister. When you come to the house of God, you recognize you get a complex. Too many times we just throw in the towel and say, I ain't worthy. Of course you're not worthy, but the blood has come.
Amen.
The hidden God has clearly shown himself to you. And what's his message to us, brother, sister? Father, forgive them. They didn't know what they're doing. Hallelujah. Why did God blind the Jews? For you and I. He had to get to us, and there was no promise to get to us except that the Messiah was cut off. Look, in that final week, if Messiah's not cut off, and I know I'm teaching a little doctrine here, that 70th week of Daniel, it just would have rolled on 3.5 years. That would have been it. Redemption for the Jews. We're all lost. But God saw us before the foundation of the world. And he said, I know the Messiah will be cut off in there. And for a period of over 2,000 years, brother, sister. You're trying to find the mercy of God. Why has he dealt with us that long?
That's right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's shown himself so openly, brother, sister. And he shows himself over and over and over again. Don't get to the point where, well, we just kind of had an ordinary service. It might look ordinary. I'm okay with that. Don't get me wrong. Yes, we sang songs. I'm preaching right now. It looks a lot like it always does. But you got to get past that.
Amen.
That God is hidden
Amen.
In the ordinary.
Amen.
It's actually when you think it's extraordinary, he's nowhere to be found. Just going to go this route. I wasn't trying to. And as much, we ought to worship God with all our hearts. You understand. We ought to praise Him with all that's in us. But many times we just see success because people are finally worshiping. We think, oh my, I had a mighty pull of God tonight. Everybody finally started worshiping. Maybe you got 5 people really worshiping. Everybody else just got enthused. That ain't what we need either. If you're not worshiping God of your own accord, you're just being a puppet in the hand of the devil. I know that's oh my goodness. Get me out of here. I don't want to go this route. But too many times we have big camp meetings and we have big things and a bunch of pompous and I'm sorry, it's in our message. If we got a certain man, a certain title, then all of a sudden we get excited about it. When did men become the men of the hour? We're not men of the hour. He's the man of the hour.
Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
And if you can recognize that he's here, then you should be pumped up to even praise God in the first place.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Whew. Just in case you're wondering, there is no Velcro in your pews.
Amen.
That's right, amen.
Sometimes I think people think they've got you stuck on. No, you don't. It's just getting people. And look, I can't make you do it. You can't make yourself do it. It's a revelation from Him. Oh, glory to God. But be willing heart now. Open your heart and say, Lord, you know, many times we get an idea of doing something extraordinary. And what happens? Say, but I'll look ordinary. Well, of course you do. That's all right. Do what God told you to do.
Amen.
Oh, I feel led to go lay hands on. Well, right in the middle of that laying hands on is where the extraordinary happens. That person gets healed.
Amen.
That's pretty great, brother, sister. That's kind of why I came to church today.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. People think that they're just, that they, you know, they, I don't want to say this. When Brother Branham preached the indictment, I've got a quote from that I like to read. How many knows he takes it from 4 words? He says, there they crucified him.
Uh-huh.
That comes right out of the Bible. I believe it's in Mark towards the end there. It says, there they crucified him. He says, there, where? Jerusalem, the most holy city in the world. They, the Jews, the most religious, I mean, the people, the chosen of God from all the world, Israel, the one nation that God handpicked Himself. They crucified the worst death you could come up with. People, if you want to go cringe a little bit, go actually read what a crucifixion is really like. It takes all this stuff that we see in the movies and gives you a little reality to it. Even the Passion of Christ, I watched that. It's been a while. When did that come out? It's been a little while now. But even that's still mild compared to the truth. They said they beat him so bad you couldn't tell his face was a man anymore. Said the blood just gushed out of him. I believe he was creating blood just to stay alive to get up there. They beat him so bad, there's never been any man beat like that. There's been, and if it was just a crucifixion, there'd probably be men who could stand up and say, I've went through worse. But his entire life was a life of suffering. The day he was born, what'd they say? You're an illegitimate child. Why did God do that? Taking the extraordinary, hiding it right in the ordinary. But yet he's clearly saying, here comes three wise men, go right to Jerusalem, isn't that right? He said, we've seen his star. We've come to worship him. Oh, who is he? Well, I'll go worship him too. But I thank God for hearing Herod's heart and recognize he just wanted to kill him. Hallelujah. And he did. He tried to kill everyone. He killed everyone under 2 years old. How many knows it? That means these wise men have been following that star for 2 years. When he was born, who saw it? The ordinary.
Amen.
Bunch of shepherds out in the field saw it. They saw angels.
Amen.
They saw heaven open up. And they saw a whole choir up there saying, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. And they went, wait a minute. That really just happened. And it said that they trembled and feared. Because look, it is. As much as we enjoy the blessings of God, and I do, don't get me wrong, we ought to.
Yeah.
If you don't enjoy the blessings of God, why are you going to heaven?
Amen.
If church is a drag, we'll just go home. I mean, it's just, if you're not here because you want to be, you're kind of wasting your time. That's right, because looking around, I don't see anybody ignorant. You all know what we're talking about here, and you're believers. If it's a drag, there's something wrong in you. That's right. Don't waste God's time. He don't waste yours. Amen. Thank the Lord for that. Amen. But here come these shepherds. They see it right there. They said, go worship him. They said, okay. Everybody puts it all together. But that ain't what happened. That ordinary right there in a makeshift inn. He couldn't even go to the real one. He had to go to a barn somewhere with a bunch of manure. Can you just see this? Put yourself there. Quit reading your storybooks that we make it so pretty. And just like Noah's Ark, right? Oh, yay, we're all in the ark having a good time. No, everyone's dying besides this ark. Okay, there's a severity that goes with the Word of God. Because when you are given the Word for your day and you turn it down, you're done. There's no redemption, brother, sister. That ought to make every one of us. Look, there's a time of checking up that's going on in the church right now. The Bible says, make you sure of your own salvation with fear and trembling. Not everyone else's. That's why we ain't getting nowhere. Worry about your salvation with fear and trembling. And believe for your brother with all your heart. Don't kick nobody out of the kingdom. Believe it with all that's in you. I'd much rather heaven have more than less. But Jesus, when he was born, he's sitting there, I mean, just stinking. I was just at Sauter Village. That manure smell. And just walking right in there, and here's a little baby born from an illegitimate child, from everybody else said. That's right, nobody believed that was virgin born. The only ones who knew anything about it were some shepherds that were just doing their job in the field somewhere. Ooh, glory. Tending to the sheep, just doing the ordinary, but yet they were the extraordinary ones. Hallelujah. They were the ones that God said, yep, you're worthy to reveal myself to. That ought to encourage every one of us. And they came there. You know why God chose them? Not because they were any more pious or had all the quotes just figured out. Because he knew they'd obey him.
Right.
And what'd they do? They came and they worshipped him. Right. Woo, glory. Can we just be good sheep? Say, Lord, I'll obey you. I don't need to see none face. That's all right. But I'll go to your house like you told me. And I'll worship you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Three wise men came from the east, and we understand they came all the way down there. They followed the star. And what happened? They took a detour to go to Jerusalem. They just would have followed it. They wouldn't have had to worry about all that mess. Isn't that right? But if you start taking a detour, you get just like Lot. Just take a little detour. Try to go through denominational system, denominational idea. Guess what? It's just going to train wreck on you. You know those three wise men? Oh, man, this is tough. They were the reason Herod went and killed every child under 2 years old. Think about that for a minute. How delicate it is to have the real Word of God and then mistreat it. Why they go to Jerusalem? Well, surely if God's really moving, He'll go through these people. Surely if it's God, He'd go through our denomination, our system, our thought. And everyone thinks that about their own group. That's why God destroyed that and said it's not about a group at all. It's about you as an individual. When God sent those three wise men the word, it was for them. They didn't go to Jerusalem. Why? God didn't, but God knew the word. We understand all things were out together for good. It's all predestined. Jeremiah done prophesied that that was going to happen. We understand these things. But yeah, that don't mean we ain't responsible for the stuff that happens. Right. Just because God already saw it doesn't mean we didn't do it. Right. People think that His prophecies forced it to happen. That ain't what it is. He's got foreknowledge. God already knows what's happening. Unless you really don't believe we have free moral agency. Unless you don't think man has a choice, we do, brother, sister. Go ahead, raise your right hand. What made you do that? I didn't. I just told you to. Why'd you do it? But Jason barely did. No. He raised his hand like kids do in my class. Did you raise your hand back there? I'm just kidding you, brother. It's all right. But see, we've got a free moral agency. And really, we need to get to that, to where what I just did there is the way we listen to God. Yep. You say, why? Well, I don't know why I'm raising my hand. Who cares? You recognize who's talking? Then it matters.
Amen.
Why? Because like I just said a little bit ago, God don't waste His time. What He says, He means.
Yes.
You tell me Lot really believed these angels what they were saying, there ain't no way. I'm going to tell you why. He says, we've come here to destroy this place. And what did he do? He went and kind of half-hearted witness, didn't he?
Yep.
Said he tried to tell his son-in-laws what they say. You act like one mocking at the air. He's like, dude, you're just one of us. You're one of the boys. We saw you out drinking with us last week. Don't give us this religious garbage now.
Right.
That'll happen to you and me too if we start getting down on things of the world.
Right.
Hallelujah. And I understand taking, and I'm not trying to compromise. I feel that spirit trying to make us compromise. Look, there's a truth that's always in the middle of the road. Sure, when a man talks about something, that's okay. I'm not saying you can't small talk, but that needs to get led to Christ.
Amen.
If you just stay there, you done failed. And what happened is he's dragged you to a carnal life. You're not dragging him to a spiritual.
Amen. Woo,
glory. Brother Ram said that. He says, you get talking to a man about cars, he says, that's all right. But always take that and lead it into Christ.
Amen.
He said, how can I do that? Well, by Christ, all things consist. By Christ, all things. And before everything, he was. Don't tell me something exists that don't go back to Christ. It'll get there.
Yes.
That's right, because even the devil looks a lot like him. That's right. The devil, I know you don't like that, but he's 99.99% Christ.
That's right.
Oh, man, he quote that word. He's real good at it. He knows how to get people to look like believers.
Sure.
But then at the end of the day, what happens? They don't really believe it.
Right.
Lot goes through there, and he kind of half-hearted and tells them, you know, we need to get out. You know, it'd probably be a good idea. Be good. And that's what we do with the message too many times. It's a good idea. It's good for women to dress modestly. It's got a good repertoire for your family home.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to kick out the TV because then you can spend more quality time. No, it's good to kick it out because it's got devils in it and it's getting in your house.
Right.
Ooh, got quiet on that. What, you want me to say evil spirits? How about we call it what it is? They're devils. Jesus didn't whitewash it. He said they're devils. He said, I know what's wrong with this man. He's not the legion there. He said, it ain't because he's crazy. It ain't because he wasn't raised right. It ain't because his mean old message parents were too legalistic. It's because he's got devils. And I've come to help him out. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cast him out. And you know what? He's going to be just fine. Glory to God. See, what the devil's done to us message folk, and I'm bringing it right home for a reason. He's got us to try to explain everything. Reason everything, got to make sense of everything before we believe anything. And you know what? He defeats you every time with that.
Right.
Oh yeah, he will. He'll get you to reason it before you know it. You think you're claiming your healing, you're really not. You're claiming your defeat. But you've claimed an acceptance for your sickness. No, that ain't what he came for. Jesus came to heal our infirmities.
Amen.
God don't send us sickness just because. Just, you know, and is there times where you disobey and you need corrected? Sure. Is there times where you just need a trial just so you can stay humble? Sure. Is there times where you're like Job and God just wants to show you off a little bit? Sure. I wish it was that one more than the other two.
Amen.
I just happen to believe it's the other two a lot more majority of the time. Amen. Like Peter said, he said, you know, you're buffeted for your faults. What glory does God get out of that?
Right.
He says, but when you do right and people hate you and you take it patiently, then God has a witness to work through. Amen. Lot goes there. He kind of half-heart witnesses. Says, it's a good idea. We better get out of Sodom tonight.
Right.
And they said, they thought he was one that mocked. They just, whatever, dude. I don't even want to listen to this. And they left him. What'd he do? He kind of still doesn't really run out. See, he doesn't really believe it's the end of the world. The nominal church, as much as they think it's the end of the world, they still believe there's a hope.
Uh-huh.
That's why we gotta vote for Trump instead of Hillary, because there's still a hope. Something's gonna change. Yeah, I know it's gonna change. Yeah. World's about to be caught on fire.
Right.
Amen.
That's what's gonna change. There ain't nowhere else to go. It's just judgment, brother, sister. Why do I know that? It's because this world turned down the word for its day, and there's only one way to go after that, and that's judgment.
Amen.
He begins to leave, and what happens? What I just read there in verse 22, the angels have to tell him, get out! Because we can't even do it till you leave. Because even if we forget that we're righteous, God don't. Aren't you happy for that? Glory to God. And I'm not telling you I identify with Lot now, but that's the only reason we ain't destroyed. It's because we're part of Christ. Amen, amen, amen. The angels finally get him they grab him by the hands and start leading him out.
Sure.
And what happens? He says, don't even turn around now. And again, nobody takes them seriously. They're not taking these angels seriously. I wonder if the daughters just didn't turn around because they knew what happened to Mom. Remember what Jesus said? He said, remember Lot's wife. I feel like maybe we don't know these stories, but they began to leave. And the angels let him out, and they finally got him out. He says, now run where you told me. They even got to go to the mountain that Lot said, I want to go to. He says, can I go to that city? It's on there. It's just a little city. Is that okay? Look at this compromise, 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 compromise. And the angels kept meeting his compromise just to try to save his soul.
Right.
Definitely didn't get any blessings. Don't worry about that. Definitely didn't get any glory to God. Don't worry about that. But I guess at the end of the day, he was saved. But what about his kids?
Right.
What about his family? What about his wife turns to a pillar of salt. She looks back.
Yep.
The two daughters end up sleeping with him and having children by him.
Right.
Starts up the two enemies of the children of God for the next, we're still here today.
Right.
That's right. Why? Because of a little compromise way back when he was still in the message. Way back when he was still with Abraham. And Abraham said, all right, look, I'm going to be a real brother to you. We just got too much here. We need to break up. And it's okay. Don't call it a church split now, because that'll get everybody all riled up. We're just being split. I appreciate Paul and Barnabas for taking the right attitude. They did. They probably learned from that situation. Because what happened is this is all it was, one little turn. Well, maybe it isn't all that I thought it was. That was it.
Sure.
That's what led to what he had here. Why? The hidden God. He clearly seen him, but had no revelation of who he really was. So when the word comes right in his face, you think that this would make Americans, even us message people, why do we got to constantly pinch ourselves to wake up? It's because we even deal with this law that it's not really the judgment time. We deal with this law that, you know, there's always tomorrow and we don't got to worry about it. When we don't recognize, no, the angels are done gone.
Right.
Hallelujah. It could be tomorrow.
Amen.
It could be the next day. It could be, why do we know it's here? It's because the words come, and I'm just going to, let me just read this last one here. Just trying to find a good place to stop. You got a little time here? Let me read this. It's a little lengthy. Stay with me now. Coming out of the indictment. It says, and again, they say the same thing. It's sort of a witchcraft. It's fortune telling. Placing him again on the cross of shame. What cross? What shame? He's a vindicated word, making fun of it and telling people it's the devil. He said they're calling the holy works of God an unclean spirit. And doing it, there's no forgiveness for it. Making shame of his word, trying to expose it and call it a fake or fanaticism. Don't go to it. Don't attend the meetings. What do they do by doing that? They take their denominational creed nails. That's right. These pleasure-hunting teachers, worldly, ungodly, denominational mad, take their denominational nails and crucify the Son of God with it afresh from their pulpits. Let that sink down in deep today. Why do they do this? They love the praises of man. The degrees that the church can give them more than they love the Word of God. I condemn them. We don't like that in America in this day, but it's the truth anyhow. They can't conform to the world because you can't conform to the Word because they're already conformed to the world. They've already done it. The hypocritical day that we live in. Is not one Calvary enough for my Lord? Why will you do this? You that's supposed to love Him, you that know that this is His Word, you that can read Revelation, the 22nd chapter, say whatsoever will take one word or add one word. Why do you do it? Isn't one Calvary enough for Him? I stand in His defense. I'm His attorney. And I indict you by the Word of God. Change your ways or you'll go to hell. You know why that's so hard for us now? Because we don't believe in absolutes no more. We don't believe in the angels that came here and said, look, if you don't believe me and get out of Sodom, you'll die tonight. And the voices come in our day. What is it? If you won't run away from religion and creeds and denomination and group theory and come to the living Christ, how? Repent of your sins, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and receive ye the real Holy Ghost. If you don't, you'll die. Now, you're not ignorant. Don't play no foolish virgin backup card. You can't go that route. You know why those people are going to be saved at the very end of all of it? Because they were ignorant of the truth that we know. You can't be that. So you might as well just go all in and just believe it with all your heart and really receive the real Holy Ghost. Otherwise, you'll go to hell. Hallelujah. Your denominations will crumble. I indict you in the presence of the judge, right? You with your forms of godliness, hypocrisies. Why do you call it? Ain't one Calvary enough? As Peter said, your denominational fathers. Peter indicted you. He said, which of your fathers hasn't done this? Stephen done the same thing. With wicked hands you've crucified the Prince of Life. Didn't Jesus say himself, which one of your fathers didn't put the prophets in the tombs? And you garnish them afterwards. So has it been to the righteous man down through the ages. So do I indict this high polished church going bunch of Christ rejecting people of this day. You with your forms of godliness crucified my Christ the second time by telling the people that these words are for some other day. And it isn't for this day. I indict you. You're guilty of the same crime that they was on the day of the crucifixion. Repent and turn to God or perish. And again, I say here, the churches, they, the teachers, crucify by blasphemy Him, the Word. God be merciful. Let me say that again. It might have been mixed up on the tape. Here, the churches, they, the clergy, crucified by blasphemy Him, the Word. No wonder it's again. Mid rending rocks and darkening skies, my Savior bowed His head and died. But the opening veil revealed the way to heaven's joy and endless day. I say this on tape in this audience. I say this under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come under this Word. God will surely bring this wicked, Christ-denying, Christ-rejecting generation into judgment for blasphemy, the crucifixion of His identified Word. They are coming to the judgment. I indict it. Who is on the Lord's side? Said Moses, let him come unto me when the pillar of fire is hanging there for an evidence, as an evidence. Who is on the Lord's side? Let him take up the Word. Deny his creed and follow Jesus Christ daily.
Amen.
Don't look for another sign, brother, sister. Don't go. He said, what did Jesus say? He said, a weak and an adulterous generation seeks after signs. And He said, there'll be no sign given, but the sign of Jonas the prophet is the Son of Man was in the grave for 3 days, 3 nights, He'll raise again. What was the sign that He rose again that He lives in you?
Amen.
What's the sign that He's still alive is that the Holy Ghost is still in us now? demonstrating that Jesus Christ, how does he demonstrate himself? By doing the supernatural out of our natural beings. By healing our sicknesses. Come on now. Don't just let that pass by. We didn't just get healed because we ate the right food for a day. It was the almighty hand of God out of your soul reached. Demonstrate himself. Why? He's hidden. I understand. But he's clearly seen. He's here with us now. We're preaching about Lot down in Sodom, but I got to take a moment. Recognize that amidst all that, up on the hill was Abraham. Yes. Up on the hill was the believer. Sure, he was struggling. Sure, I'm sure he had mind battles up there thinking, oh my, what's going to happen now? Look at all that carnage. It's about to get destroyed. Come on now. Sure. I'm sure it was hard to take the pressure of that hour. But look, don't crumble on it and run down to Sodom and act like you can do something about it. He already did what he could do about it. He stood in the gap.
Amen.
He stayed in his prayer closet.
Yes.
I wish we'd get to the point where the first thing we do about a situation is actually go pray about it.
Amen.
You wouldn't have to fuss and fight and do all these things and try so hard and wonder why I don't get nowhere.
Right.
I just got to raise my hands on that. Lord, forgive me. Amen. Amen. The power of prayer, brother, sister. Why is prayer powerful? Because I know who I'm talking to.
Amen.
I'm talking to the Creator. I'm talking to the one that I believe is here right now. I'm talking about the one that knows every thought, every idea, every intention of my heart. And he knows, brother, sister, and you got to have the same confession that down on my innermost being, I want to serve him. Down, I believe him with all that's in me. I believe it. And when that faith activates, it's so simple. If you're not careful, you'll dismiss it as just, well, it's just a thought. It's just an emotion. Was it the word? Well, yeah, that's not you now.
Amen.
That's him.
Amen.
That's the one that comes up and says, that's what they're saying.
Amen.
That's what they're thinking. That's what's going on right now.
Amen.
And then the devil come by and say, well, maybe not. Maybe it's something else. Don't you go that route. Just denounce that right now. God gives you a promise. My son is saved.
Amen.
That needs to get just a revelation behind it. Say, Lord, that's for me.
Yes.
Why? God is declaring it's hidden.
Yes.
Nobody sees it, but you do.
Amen.
Blessed are your eyes, for you see things that kings and prophets and righteous men. Again, what we think is extraordinary, you get to see more.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Said there were many, many lepers in the days of Elijah, but he only went to one. There was a drought for 3.5 years. Oh, I'm sure the scientists had it all figured out. You know, El Nino's come by, and that's why it's not raining. But there was a prophet up on the hill said, I'll call for it when we need it. I'm in control of all of this. That's right. You wonder why judgment hasn't struck this nation? I believe it's because of praying believers.
Amen.
I believe it's because of you listening to what the Spirit's telling you, recognizing that this is the last day. It's the last call. You recognize the judgment's over the horizon. And even if your loved ones don't see it, you do.
Right.
What do you do about it, brother, sister? What's the only thing you can do about it? It's to really believe. Really throw yourself in there into prayer. It is a desperate hour, brother, sister. And I think we all need to take a good moment and pinch ourselves with the realities of what's going on in the world today. And how there's no way this can last. There's no way that the only reason, are you hearing me or are you hearing God right now? The only reason we're not all destroyed right now is the grace of God in our hearts. Like when they pressed Trump, I'm just going to bring this to a close. They pressed him to say, would you use nuclear weapons in the Middle East? He said, well, I don't want to take anything off the table. And they got all up in arms. Oh, what are you saying? You might use one? He said, well, why do we have them then? And that goes to show you again the whole dilemma of man. He uses intelligence to create something that he knows will destroy himself. And all it takes, and I love, I even asked some students, I said, well, what happens if Russia sends a nuke our way? I said, we'll go nuke them. It's like, how does that solve the problem? And the fall will be so bad, we're probably both dead. How does killing another nation help our nation? It just shows you, man has no idea what to do with this mess. He created something, and you go look at a picture of what Hiroshima looked like in World War II. They showed the mushroom cloud. And then they showed what a bomb today would look like. I mean, it's on a whole new scale. You know, back in the Bible time, when they wrote it anyways down, and they read that revelation, they said, oh, you know, Babylon, Babylon, your destruction's coming in an hour. I'm sure many of them said, oh, come on. Come on. An hour? How can you burn a whole city down in an hour? Now we look back and said, poof, 10 minutes. It killed people so fast in Hiroshima. You can go look this up too. That a man was walking with a cane, and there's a shadow outline of him because all he did was standing away for the radiation. Radiation hit and made a shadow of his body right behind it. It blew him away that fast. Hallelujah! And that was with something that was just a hydrogen bomb. Now they have something blow up the whole. They can just take Florida right off the map. Just gone. Hallelujah! What should that do to us? Sometimes I think we've just got too used to these things. We've watched too many movies. We've watched too many cartoons and things that make light of death and war and destruction.
Sure.
We've got politicians that are that way. Talk about carpet bombing nations like it's just something we're going to do. Said a man that's been in war knows you better have a serious reason to do that before you start all that carnage.
Yeah.
A man that's been in the trenches knows we will avoid war at all cost. Now, our framework of war is a whole different level, brother, sister. We've got devils, principalities, and powers in high places. But look, we're not worried about their well-being at all because we know their end. They need to be destroyed. Why? They're not just humans that are fallen deceptive. They are the deceivers.
Yes.
Angels were given once. I'm trying to close. I'll bring us to a close in a minute. The angels even, they saw God. They all did. Lucifer, they all knew God. They knew Him personally as far as the kingdom and things. How in the world was Lucifer able to convince a third of them to betray God? It just shows you he's clearly seen, but he's still hidden to them. Angels only had one time to make a choice. They either chose to stay with God or they chose to go with Lucifer. You know why? They had no redemption. And here we are. How many times have we seen this choice? And we turn it down. He comes by again, gives us a choice. We turn it down. He comes by again and we say, oh, maybe tomorrow. Comes by again and says, maybe next week. Why does he keep coming to you? Because I won't lose a one. He said, I've engraved your names on my hand. Look, brother, sister, I understand. It sometimes it's hard to look at the Bible and say, but I knew what was right and I did the wrong thing anyways. And if I do that, then there's no more blood on the altar. And you know, it's Hebrews 6, I believe, or Hebrews 10, somewhere. Says, then I'm lost. Why, how can I come back? And if there's still a desire in your heart, you haven't blasphemed the Holy Ghost yet. If you still look, that ought to give you faith. Why am I still here? Why am I still here? Why am I still believing? Why do I see things that people that look like they should have been believers have not walked out on the door and left God for in the dust? Why? You're one of His.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't take it for granted, brother, sister. God showed you this for a reason. Why? You're the mighty army. You're the one that the prophet said if she can ever get a revelation of who she is and what she stands for and that she can do the greater works, she'll be an invincible army.
Amen.
Why? The devil can't talk you out of it. You're a part of it. It's just what you are. Hallelujah. How many believes that with all your heart today?
Amen.
Let's stand together. Let's worship Him. Oh, praise your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Open up every eye. Open up every heart. We pray. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Don't you just feel that sweet presence? Can you look past the curtain of time and recognize that one who stood in the gap for you? Gee, Dad. Get in the spirit now, brother. So get in the spirit of worship. Oh, hallelujah. You ain't too tired just yet. Thank you, Jesus. Let the severity of the hour come upon you. 209 if you don't know this course, but coming home, coming home, nevermore to the course today. Hallelujah. Believe it with all your heart now. Of heaven. He's just got his arms folded, sternly looking at us in judgment, just waiting for us to mess up, just to destroy us. What a consolation it is for us to know. We don't have to know who God is, because God became flesh. God showed us clearly who he was. Christ and him were so the same that he said, my Father are one. Just in case you thought his arms were closed, he took his arms and he spread them open. Just in case they would try to close again, he nailed them to the cross. He doesn't have to open them. They're always open. You don't have to get God's mercy. It's here. His mercies are new every morning. There's anyone who'd say, Lord, forgive me of my unbelief. Just wash me afresh. God bless you. Just confess it. Just don't even play any games with it. Go right to him and say, Lord, I recognize what I've done. I'm not here to make excuses. I know I'm without excuse. I know better. But Lord, I know you're still inviting me, that I'm coming back to you. God bless you, my brothers. God bless you, sisters. Hallelujah. God bless you, brother. God bless you, sis. God bless you, sister. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Where's home for us, brother? It's where you can get that realm of perfect faith. Say, can I live there, Brother Andrew? Yes. Hallelujah. Why? Just listen to that voice on the inside of you. You know, if you've received the Holy Ghost, you know what you're doing wrong before it even becomes real. You already know what you're thinking wrong before you say it. You already know what you're about to do is wrong before you do it. And what gets you defeated is because you just go ahead and do it anyways. But here's our consolation today. God already knew you were going to do that. So he still died for you. He still died for me. We're stuck in denomination. We just, you know, thought God was a good idea, like Lot. It's a good thing to do righteous things and, you know, just psychology. But then the truth came. We recognized that this pleasure of sin has a dire consequence. It's the only thing wrong with our nation, brother, sister. It has nothing to do with politics. It has nothing to do with just making the wrong decisions. It has to be. The only reason it's going this route is because of sin. If you could get sin out of the nation, you'd have what you want in a nation. God knew that a fallen man couldn't do that. So what did he do? He became a fallen man and rose man back up to where he was supposed to be. Aren't you grateful for the Lord today? Hallelujah. Anyone in His presence. Look, I give the opportunity because I don't know. I'm not your judge at the end of the day. He is. If there's anyone here that says, Lord, I don't know you, but I'd like to. I'd like to know you in a personal way, Lord. I'd like to have a real prayer life with you, Lord. God bless you, my brother. God bless you. God bless you, brother. Hallelujah. God bless you, sis. If anyone wants to receive the Holy Ghost, you can receive it right now. You don't have to live under your God-given privileges. He's here to raise you above all the things of this world. I say that with authority as one of His servants. He's here with us right now. And I warn you, I don't know how many more times this will be available. Don't turn Him down. Don't let any unbelief in the way. Don't put yourself in the picture at all. Just accept what God said about you. Hallelujah. 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 I know America's combed over, brother, sister, but when a combine goes through, sometimes a seed falls to the side a little ways. Sometimes it gets buried deep and the farmer just goes in and plants the next crop and wonders why he's got a corn sticking up in the middle of his wheat. There was one that man didn't see, but God saw it. That might be you still. Sure, the nation, there's no chance for this nation, but that doesn't mean you as an individual doesn't have an opportunity. Hallelujah, aren't you grateful for that? That He wouldn't leave one seed behind. He'd find each one of them, bring them back to Himself. You're not by chance. You're here by predestination. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God. I want you to have that altar call right where you're at right now. I don't really have nowhere to bring you. Glory to God. But it's not a piece of wood up here that does anything anyways. It's you being sincere in your heart. That's the real altar, is your heart. Let the blood of Jesus Christ dip all over that. Take away what you used to be and make you new in Christ. God bless you, my brothers and sisters. Oh, hallelujah. Yield yourself to the Holy Spirit. Don't yield yourself members of unrighteousness. Yield yourself members of the Holy Ghost. But Lord, I might be ordinary. I might just be a housewife. I might just be an 8 to 5 guy on the job. But Lord, hidden in there, I know in my heart it's a real believer. In my heart it's a person that is you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's going to invite those that might have a need today. Stay in this nice atmosphere of faith. That's what it takes. Oh, hallelujah. Feel free to worship. That don't disrupt the Spirit at all. That's what He wants you to do. When He touches you and delivers you, give Him praise. Lift your voice to Him. Don't worry about your neighbor. They're waiting for you to do it anyways. Why? We're all real believers here. Hallelujah. God bless you, my brother. Oh, glory. But I still believe in prayer for the sick. That's still our promise. If there's anyone with a need you'd like to come for prayer, would you do that now? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you. We praise you. Thank you, Lord. Anyone with a need. Say, Father, I'm coming believing what your word said. Lay hands on the sick, they will recover. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, there's no more needs than this. Look, don't leave here sick today. Don't leave here discouraged. Don't leave here full of pride. Humble yourself before God and watch God exalt you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your word today. For showing your love to us again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray with these here. God bless you.
Lord Jesus, you said if you lay hands on the sick, they'll recover. Pray for my brother's stomach now that it won't hurt him anymore. Give you praise for it. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you, brother.
Together in faith, we can see you, Lord. Can you heal Elsie's leg now, Lord? Hallelujah. We don't love that spirit, Lord, but we love the soul that's behind it. We'll pray for our sisters. We deliver them from the spirit that's just keeping her away from the true word. And just keeping her bound up, Lord, in denomination. Lord, I pray you raise up a faith in my sister to sow such a love, such a power over the devil. She'll be able to cast that spirit aside and destroy it, Lord, by the Spirit of God in her. May you bring restoration, heal the wounds, Lord. Bring back the true fellowship of the Spirit, we pray. We believe you, Lord, and I know you hear our prayers. I agree my faith with my sisters now. We thank you for it. No matter what happens, Lord, we thank you for it, knowing that Satan's defeated. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Believe with all your heart, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, sister. He's just hit into the real revelation that it was you, Lord. You were there for the rain, Lord. You're the true God that's healed our sister. You're the one who's always been on the scene. You're the reason his wife's still here with us. Lord, and we believe with all our hearts, you're just giving him time to repent. You're giving him time to get right before the judgments come. And we stand in the gap now in the name of Jesus Christ and say, Lord, deliver him from this blindness. May they see you in reality, both be born again of the Spirit of God and be ready for the coming. Commit it to you, Lord. Lord, once that happens, may her body be completely healed and be a testimony to go around the world that you're still alive. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Stay in the shelter of your word. Yes, Jesus, blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. Glory. The same yesterday, today, and forever. That's the real power. Thank you, Lord, so much, Jesus. You're so good. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. And oh, believe it with all your heart. Come in. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Father. Oh, never. You're defeated, Satan. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you for victory today, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Believe him with all your heart. The promise is for you today. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I am coming in home. paz, minar, o gentle ser, ei, meu,
yes, Lord,
hey, my humble
kind of glory with you and him. Lord, we're crying today.
Oh, Savior.
Oh, Savior.
Hear my humble cry.
Savior, Savior, sing it to him with all your heart.
Lord, yes, Savior, my Savior, hear my humble.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Last time, express yourself with all that's in you.
Yes, Savior, Savior.
Oh, don't you love him today?
Hear my
a moment. Worship him. Thank you for what he's done. I believe he's heard your prayers today. Just learn enough in the spirit of when that delivering hand comes through, there's just a power. Satan has to budge. You can't do nothing about it. Oh, glory. Just pray with us. Lord, let my faith anchor right now. May the post get put down. That I believe God's promise. Right here in this place, right today, I stake it down. Lord, I'm not going back again. I'm not letting Satan take this word back from me. This promise is mine because Christ died for it. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. It's to you, brothers. It's you as an individual. The world doesn't see it, but you do. Blessed are your eyes today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just pray with all our hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your word today. Thank you, Lord, again for bringing the truth of this hour before us, to bring out of us the real sons and daughters of God that we are. Lord, to bring a desperation back into our prayer lives. Bring it back to where we'll take that promise. We won't just let it go like Lot did and lose our family and lose our friends and lose everything that we had. But when we stand like Abraham, be able to retrieve all for the kingdom of God. May we stand like Moses and say, we're not leaving a hoof behind. Lord, we claim that promise as our own. Lord, the nation might fall apart, but our families, our loved ones, the redeemed that you've called out, Lord, we're going home soon. And we stand in the gap. We believe with all our hearts. The world think nothing of this meeting, but we know you're looking down from heaven. And I trust, Lord, today you're well pleased with your children as they believe your word. As they accept it, Lord, it brings a smile to your eyes. As we repent, as the Bible says, the angels rejoice over one sinner that repents. Hallelujah. I can just hear that choir singing. Singing redemption song that the sons of God have been brought back to where they were supposed to be. We thank you, Lord, so much for speaking today. We worship you. We adore you. God, in our honest prayers, Lord, help us. Help us by the Spirit to never forsake you, to never forsake the Word, to never back down on the promises of God, to never compromise with the world, but to stand sure on the Word of God, ready, anticipating your coming at any moment. Grant each one today, we pray. We give you all the glory and praise, and thank you for this meeting. I believe there's eternal things happen here today. We thank you for it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's take a moment before we go. Let's just praise Him. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. It means praise our God. Do you want to praise Him a little while? Is He worthy of your praise today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Personal place right now. And brother, sister, there ain't nobody else allowed in there. It's just you and him. And I want you to take time, as long as you feel led to, spend time with him. Right here, after this word's been preached, let the water of that Spirit that you know is right here around us and in us, the Holy Ghost, Let it sink those roots deep into your heart. You're all at different spots in life. Different things have happened here today. And I'm sure I don't know the half of it. I'm sure we don't know the half of it. But just know before you leave that He is the one that meets all your needs. That He promised, I'll never leave you, forsake you. But I'll be with you to the end of the world. And in a world where it looks like there's no God left, we can hold to that promise. That He would be with us until the end. Just because it gets tough doesn't mean He's going to get scared and run. He's prepared. And He's going to take us with Him. Hallelujah. So I want to just ask you to, if you get, as you're dismissed today, I want you to go right outside. I don't want no talking out there at all. And I'm sure there's some who might stay a little bit longer than others. The main thing I want you to do, get to that point where you know He's met all your needs today. As He said, if you only had a mustard seed of faith, that whole mountain could be thrown into the sea. How much easier is our problems in life that we think are so insurmountable? We're all the same before Him. Amen. Love Him with all your heart. We do got fellowship afterwards. Each one come. But more important is what's going on right now. Take as long as you need. God bless you, saints. You can be dismissed. Go in the fear of God today. We love you. We appreciate you. We trust your love with all your heart. God bless you. Dad, you can go ahead and sing that song. God bless you, saints.